Hi everyone, it's Autumn Rain and welcome back to a new episode of Beyond the Record. Today I have reggaeton artist Kachi here with me today. How are you doing today, Kachi?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. I just want to get started with a little bit about your background. So, where are you from?
So I reside most of my life in Dover, New Jersey.
Okay.
My parents are both from Honduras. I lived there for a while when I was a kid. And, so I'm Honduran roots, yes.
Nice. I was wanting to ask about that. So, how did your background influence you to step out into the artist world to become a music artist?
Well, Honduras is right in the center of the whole continent, and you have, Colombia on the south, Puerto Rico on top, and they're just so close that it was hard not to be influenced by that, the genre, reggaeton, even Latin trap right now. And living up here in Jersey, tri-state area, large Hispanic community as well, and you just hear this music everywhere. And since I was a kid, I've been listening to rap, hip hop, Latin trap now, and reggaeton since I was a child, So I was always influenced by the urban style of music because I could relate to it in some cases.
Oh, I love that. How did you start your individual music journey? Like, did you join maybe like a course in school, learn how to play an instrument? Like, how did that start for you?
Yeah, no, my love for music definitely started with a microphone. I even have a picture back when I was like maybe 2 years old. And from there, I decided to learn the violin around the age of eight. And I really enjoyed it, but I let it go. I moved towns. I used to live in Morristown, and that's where they had the program for violin, And I did a little bit of guitar. But one thing that always stuck to me was actually writing. It doesn't matter if it was a novel or a research paper or, some type of song, whatever it is, poem. And I said, now that I was older, after 20, I was like, I'm gonna keep writing, and then I'm gonna focus on trying to sing my style of music, because I was always able to sing other my favorite artist's music, like Farruko, for example. So then I'm like, I gotta find my own sound, and I feel like I still continue to try to find even a newer sound, a different sound, and just try to be unique.
No, I love that. I love writing. So I think that's beautiful that that stuck with you throughout your career and was there from the beginning. Like, who is your big three in music in general that you find influence from?
That made me want to say that the three artists that made me say, "Oh, I think I could do this," was Nicky Jam, Farruko. Oh man, this is tough. This is tough. And I'll say either Tego Calderon or J Alvarez. I have to put one of those two, yeah.
Oh my
But
God, I love them.
I mean, I can't forget other, Don Omar, Daddy Yankee. I could keep going for days, but those would be my top three, yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Who or what artists do you believe should have more of a spotlight right now? It doesn't matter the genre, like someone that you feel like is so low key that needs the hype right now.
Man, that's hard. Let's see. There's a young guy from Puerto Rico. They call him Ozzy, I think. Yeah. Yeah, I've listened to like two or three of his music, of his songs, and I think he definitely needs a lot more recognition. And he's already, getting great recognitions. I mean, over 300,000 subscribers on YouTube. I listen to a lot of his music. And then, oh, another guy, Iza. He's, I think, 28. He's also from Puerto Rico. Amazing reggaeton trap artist right now. That I think he's almost reached 1 million now on Instagram. When I first started watching him, he was like close to 100,000. So he's grown a lot in 2 or 3 years, and I think he needs more. Definitely deserves more. Yeah.
Yes, I love that. Like, I love like the spotlight that reggaeton music has had like in the past like couple of years too. So I think that we definitely need to uplift you guys as well. So I love that. What are three songs from your own discography that you would tell fans to listen to get to know you a little bit more?
It's funny because I have some songs right now. One song that I have to drop, I would have named that one. Man, to get to know me, I haven't really don't I really don't have a song yet that actually speaks about me, but I guess you can get a vibe from my personality. I'd say Estilo
I love that
Negro. Yeah, thank you.
one. Okay.
I just came out with dopamina, that one. And what's another one? I'm missing one. I'd say maybe Veneno.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So we're gonna add those to our playlist. So we need to hear that. I love Estilo Negro. Like that was the first one that I listened to by you. So I
Yeah,
love that
thank you.
one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I want to just t let's talk about that song. Honestly, that was like my next question too. So, it just screams like a summertime vibe to me. And I know it means like black dress, but can you just tell me a little bit more about it?
Yeah, it's about I hear stories from people, and with social media you see everybody's lifestyle, and I have a particular friend of mine who, I know a little bit about her, and I mixed in a little bit of that song about her as well. Just some of the other things that I see, women currently going through sometimes out of relationships, and it could be also men, but this was specifically for a woman's story, a female story about hard times after a relationship and trying to get away from all that, and sometimes we want to go out with friends, have some drinks, just forget about all their problems, you know what I'm saying? So, that's where I got influence from. I was like, it sounded, when I heard the beat, it just was very energized and at the same time danceable. And I'm like, man, I can just see a lot of, girls dressed up in black, looking good, going out with their girls for the night, having some drinks, and let me add some drama in there. It's a guy who broke her heart, whatever. Damn. Yeah. I was
That'd be
like,
real life.
right. Yeah.
I love that. I
Right.
love that. And before we get into more of like your latest releases too, I want to know, how did you get your name? Like, how did you get your stage name?
Right. I'm about to say this right now. For the few people that know me, they've just been saying, did you get that from Tekashi 6ix9ine? I'm like, no. So,
Oh no. I wouldn't think.
my last name, I have like three, four last names. This is just a Hispanic thing, and one of them is Chica, Chica, like a girl.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna use it, but there is already an artist. I don't know where she's from. I don't know if it's Nigeria or Ghana, but her name is Chica with two K's. I was like, I can't use that.
Yeah.
So I switched it up, Kachi with a K.
Oh, I like that. I
Yeah.
like that. Okay. I like that. I like when like artists do something like that to like memorize like their actual name. So
Right.
good
Yeah,
one.
thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. And I noticed that I kind of want to talk about your writing process too, because I think I was looking at your song credits and stuff, and I noticed that in your song credits, like you use like your government name too. So is that something that you try to keep separate from your artistry, or is it just like that's just how the cards fell with that?
In terms of songwriting, due to what's it called, like paperwork, trying to get your things copyrighted. I do use my legal name for that stuff. Because there has to be an owner behind the brand Kachi, I'm also a human being. So that's why I do that, But right now I'm writing my own stuff. And I'm getting influence from people's stories, from what's going on around me, and my brother, who helps me out a lot, a great writer. He's like, I don't want to take credit right now, but if something pops, call me. Yeah.
Love that. Is that your older brother or younger
My
brother?
older brother, yes.
Okay, cool. Is he your only sibling?
So, you guys will get to know me, but there's a couple. A
Okay, no
couple,
worries.
yeah.
You're good. You're
Yeah.
good. Let's talk about, your last single that you dropped, Dopamina, at the end of 2024. So can you tell me a little bit more about the inspiration behind that song?
Yeah, so it's I asked my people on my Instagram page. I asked them, I was like, what do y'all want to listen to from me? What do you want from Kachi? And everybody said perreo. No, that's like the party style of reggaeton. And so I said, okay, I gotta find a beat that has that taste. And at the same time, I was going through something, with a girl, and things were catching up, and I'm like, I want the whole song to be like a punchline, a metaphor. So I called her in my head. I was like, that's my dopamine. Like, I'm addicted to it, So that's the name of the song, and that's what led me to make the song. And I'm like, okay, I'm addicted to her. It's like dopamine, it's like a drug, and it's a really nice clubby dancey beat. I'm like, yes, this is it, this is me, and that's what I did.
Love that. Yes. Okay, because I feel like, so do you, are you like one of those artists, would you let someone know that you wrote a song, not necessarily about them, but maybe just like you kind of got some inklings from a situation they had, like from a friend, or you do you mostly just write from, your own experiences?
I write 80% of the time is my experience, I'd say, and I'm making that number up from what I feel. The other 20 is other folks. Sometimes I let them know if I know that it might be something that they're not gonna like, and I even though they're not part of my music or in the music industry or whatever, I still let them be part of it. I'm asking them questions, like, how would you like me? Is it okay if I do this? Can I say this? Because I want to make sure I respect that person. Sometimes, it's just things that I see from like telenovelas, like I don't watch novelas, but you'd be crossing through your mom's, living room sometimes when you're visiting her. And then things like that inspire me. You got to really look everywhere you go. When I'm at the beach and I see somebody going through either a good or a bad time, or even when I'm going through a good or a bad time. So,
How do you like find yourself? Because like with being a writer, I know it's like a little bit different, like writing a song versus like I'm writing like articles about people or doing features. So how do you get over like a possible like writer's block? Like what helps you get out of that slump?
I just do what I like to do every day, if you know when you're burning out on that pen and paper or on your phone, typing notes. And as soon as I feel that block, I don't even stress about it. I just let go of my phone and I go, smoke something or eat something, go out, maybe see my kids for a bit, just forget about the whole music in general. And I come back maybe 3, 4 hours later and I write whatever I have on my mind, I know some artists say they do, oh, I can do a whole song in 2, 3 hours. I don't like to do that. Might take me a week sometimes just because I'm on and off on it, Yeah, because of that writer's block.
Yeah, I think that's great too sometimes. Like, I mean, like writer's block like sucks. Like it sucks. But I do feel that when you can walk away from something, you come back and like you have even better ideas. So I like that aspect of it, like to take some time, with your art. So even though we just like rung in the new year, what are some goals that you have for 2025 for yourself?
I'm trying to get some, concerts going. Hopefully opening for some pretty, good names out there. Whatever it is, I think it's time for me to get out there in public and show what I can do in actual live performance. I feel confident. The past 2 years I didn't. That's why I just hid underneath my Instagram page, and that's what I'm trying to do now. Trying to get out there, actually network with people, meet people in person, and just put myself out there.
Yes, no, I would love, love, love to see you live and performing those songs. So, you got to let me know. I'm in Jersey too, by the way. So,
Nice.
yeah, so you have to let me know. So,
Yeah.
where can everyone follow you to keep up with your music?
They can follow me on Instagram, kachi.hn, kachi.hn. And that's really the main page I'm in right now, especially after the TikTok stuff going on. I'm like letting go of that, unfortunately. So there, and I'm on all the digital platforms as well, like Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube as well, Kachi.hn.
Yes. Okay. We are definitely going to give you a follow. So before I let you go, I'm going to play a really quick game to get to know Kachi a little bit more.
Right.
So we're going to start off with what is your zodiac sign?
Aquarius.
Okay, cool. All right. So you have a birthday coming up, not too. Yeah. Okay. I love that. Who is an artist that you would love to collab with in the future?
There's so many. Maybe, oh, that's a hard one.
No,
Hold on. I know this is rapid, but I really have to think.
it's okay.
Chencho. I'm gonna name a bunch actually. Ryan Castro, even Bad Bunny. There you go.
Yeah, did you listen to his latest album, Bad
Oh
Bunny?
yes, que tú te crees or something like that. That's my favorite one.
It's so good.
Yes.
It's so freaking good. I love it. So yes. Okay, great. what's a brand deal that you love to secure that matches your image? Like something that you really, really love?
I would say either like a clothing, either Nike
Okay.
or cookies. You know
Yes,
what
I gotcha.
I'm saying?
Okay.
Yes.
What is who was rather who was your favorite your sorry your celebrity teen crush?
Did I ever have a celebrity crush? I don't know if I ever did. Let me see. I mean, who didn't love Beyonce and
True.
Shakira?
Yeah. No, that's a beautiful matchup. That's a beautiful matchup. They're gorgeous.
You talk about from or even now too, or I
It
mean now,
could be
you know what? I would have to look. Give me one second. She
now,
is a newcomer, up and coming artist. I really like her a lot, like her music, her voice, everything. Let me see. De La Rose. Yes.
Oh, now I gotta check her out.
De La Rose. Yes. DE space LA. And then I think capital R. There might be a space there, but Rose at the end, like ROSE. De La Rose. I really like what she's doing right now.
Yes, I'm gonna check her out for sure. Okay. Yes, thank you for taking the time to find that because I love being put on new artists. who is an actor that you would like to play you in a biopic?
Oh, who's an actor? Who could do that? I am not up to date with the new actors. I really couldn't tell you who.
Or maybe like it could be a music artist too, because you're an artist. But someone that could sing for you at least, like do your backtracking.
People say I look like DJ Khaled. And I used to be chunkier too. Most likely that. And I used to be chunkier too. So they're like, I was at Funplex one time and the security guard saw me walking in. He's like, hey, let DJ Khaled in, VIP section. I just looked at him like, really, bro?
Oh my God. The only thing you guys have similar is literally just like the beard. Like, other than that, like I don't see it,
Man, but I don't know who could play me. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
it's okay. what is an album that you'd love to listen to again for the first time?
Oh man. Teo Calderón's A Lo Natural, I think it was called. Hold on. I'll tell you right now.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure everybody knows this, but well, sometimes we just know songs, right? But
Yeah.
let's go on to the actual album and you'll see more stuff. Tego Calderón El Abayarde, I think that was the name of the song. Yeah, El Abayarde by Tego Calderón out in 2002. When I heard that, I was a kid, but when I heard that, it was
Yeah.
game over. I was like, this guy amazing.
I love that. I like revisiting albums that I like listen to as a kid because now I'm an adult and I'm like looking at the lyrics. I'm like, this is what they were talking about? I was singing this in elementary school. Don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, yeah, it'd be like that, you know?
What was your favorite album last year?
I'm going back to my Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy because I don't always have favorite albums.
Okay.
I'm very picky. And I think when you're the more music you make, the worse that experience is. You get more and more picky. I could give you some songs, I think.
Okay, then give me your three favorite songs from last year.
Definitely when Bad Bunny came out with the club, December 5th. Talking about his experience with his ex there. There is another one. Let me see. Where are you? There's some, you know what? A lot of people, there's a lot of talent out there, and people just don't give people enough credit, if you know what I mean. There's some guys, I think they're from Mexico. They have a song called Profugos, or something like that, or Profugos. Leo Torres, Chris Sauer, and Alu. It's a mix. They were great. I guess you can say they're more underground. They're coming up. And then I don't know if this song came out last year, but I discovered it last year.
That counts, I feel like.
Does that count, you think?
Yeah, I feel
All
like it
right.
counts. I mean, it's new to you. It was new to you last year, so
Kyoto by De La Rose and Omar Quartz. And Haze. Yodo, yeah.
this out. I have to. This is my homework after this interview. I'm gonna be checking those out because I love to refresh my playlist, so we're gonna do that.
Nice. Yes, always.
Yes. So the last one I have for you is, if you weren't a singer, you would be blank.
I'm sorry, if I
Yeah,
wasn't.
if you weren't a singer, yeah, if you weren't an artist.
Oh, if I wasn't a singer, it's weird with me because I've done my career stuff outside of music, and spending in finance and stuff. But
Okay.
let's say I was never in finance or music, I'd probably be a writer.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, this was really great. I am so happy that I had the opportunity to talk to you today and that you're on the podcast. So, just again, like, where can we follow you? Where can we find your music?
Yeah, so YouTube, all digital platforms like Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, you can also find me on Instagram. I'm very active. I actually, text back all fans, from Chile, Venezuela, up here, wherever, I'm texting them. And you can find me at Kachi.hn. Kachi.hn.
Yes, thank you so much for spending your time here today.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. I appreciate this. Thank you.
Of course, of course.